8.3 Dilemma: The European Slave Trade in West Africa. When the European traders arrived, they saw that some people in West Africa were not as free as others. These people were servants or workers. Some of them had been captured during wars. Some had been found guilty of crimes. Some were even sold as slaves by other West Africans to Arab traders. The Europeans called all these people slaves, but their lives were very different from the lives that slaves would have in North America. Many of them became part of the larger family in the village. They did not have all the rights that other people in the village had, but they could own land and farm. They could become skilled workers and earn money. Most of them could gain their freedom one day through work or marriage. The European traders introduced a new kind of slavery. Europeans had started huge sugar and tobacco plantations in the Americas. They needed large numbers of workers on these plantations, and one way to get them was to have slaves. So traders came to West Africa offering cloth, rum, tobacco, and other goods in exchange for slaves. Many Africans became wealthy by trading slaves for goods like these. The Europeans also offered to trade guns for slaves. This kind of trade changed life in West Africa. A group that traded slaves for guns could begin to threaten its neighbors. Then the neighbors wanted their own guns, so they traded slaves for guns too. Soon, groups all over West Africa were exchanging slaves for guns.